0728. Resuscitation entering final stage. Citizen 100365. Temperature levels stabilized. Brain functions stabilized. Heartbeat and blood pressure within acceptable limits. Frank. Good morning, Frank. Can you hear me?
Oh, God.
Frank?
I can hear you. Shut up and turn those damn noises off.
How are you feeling, Frank?
Oh, like a born-again alcoholic.
There's a 73.9% probability that you are dehydrated. The recommended course of action is to drink water with supplement B32, containing salt and electrolytes.
Thank you, Kerberos. There's a good computer. I'll get myself a drink. Tell me we've arrived, Kerberos.
The spaceship Return of the Broken Arrow is currently in orbit around Earth. Ship time is 0730. Transmissions have been sent, and we are awaiting docking.
Oh yeah, great.
Morning, sir. Heard the good news?
Hi, Rick.
We've made it. We're here. And best of all, we're millions of miles away from stinking Tarno. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to check up on everyone else. You want to come with me?
Sure, I'll just get dressed. Perhaps the computer's done us a favour and left the governor asleep.
I don't think we'll be that lucky.
You've woken up in a good mood.
I'm a natural early riser.
Okay, what's the situation? Are Sarah and Phil up?
Well, Governor, you see...
The computer wasn't able to resuscitate either Sarah or Phil. They died in transit.
Ah, jeez. That's awful, Frank.
I can't believe it.
Everyone knows there's a chance of this happening.
Yeah, you get in the freezing tube, the gas comes in, and blam! You know you might never wake up again. Getting in one of those things is like suicide. Better than staying on Tarno, though. At least this way, most of us have a chance of surviving.
I doubt Sarah cares about that anymore.
I'm very sorry for your loss, Frank, to lose two such good people. For now, however, we have our responsibilities to the rest of our friends, families, and fellow colonists. They're relying on us to ensure that they can wake up to a bright new future.
I'm amazed they actually let us come back to settle on Earth. I still don't know how you manage that.
It was a long and complex negotiation, Rick. Earth didn't want our people. Only the minerals and radioactive material we're carrying. It took a lot of effort to persuade them that it was worth trading one off to have the other. Anyway, Rick, I need to have a word with your commanding officer here. I'm sure you got 100 things that need doing.
Yeah, I'll get right on it, sir.
Well then.
Frank, you're an experienced, dedicated man.
When I left Tanner, I had her. I remember holding her hand before we went to sleep together. Now I wake up and I'm alone.
Oh, Frank, you're not alone. In a matter of days, you'll be surrounded by your friends and family. People who love you, Frank. You're strong. Sarah would want you to carry on.
Right, yeah. I don't need any of your political patter, Governor Luke Harrington. Sir, whatever platitudes you've got stowed away there, save them for the kind of kittens who'll lap them up.
Now come on, Frank. I've got to know you're going to be rational and competent over the next couple of days. There's too much at stake. Everything is at stake.
Oh, you can trust me.
Frank!
You can trust me, sir. I'm not going to let our people down.
There's a problem. You better come up to observation.
Well, Rick, what are we supposed to be looking at here?
There's nothing there.
Are we facing the right direction?
There is no right direction. There's nothing out there. No stars, no sun, and no earth. We're screwed.
Okay. But the instruments say we're in orbit round Earth.
Yeah, but my eyes say that we're in the middle of frickin' nowhere.
Calm down, Rick. I'm sure this isn't what it seems.
The governor's right. What could have happened here?
Perhaps we've gone the wrong way and the computers have screwed up.
That's impossible. The computers are locked in.
You mean that the computers are infallible?
I mean they're locked. The calculations of deceleration mean that it would be impossible for us to be in the wrong place. We're locked in.
Perhaps the Earth could have moved.
Moved where, huh? Perhaps they blew themselves up in a war. Of course, they would have to blow up the sun as well and leave no trace. Nice one.
That's not quite what I meant, Frank. Have we woken up too early?
Kerberos, how long since we left Tanner?
37 years, 11 months, and 2 days have elapsed since departure.
There you go, that's our answer. If we'd gone off course before, the computer would have woken us up. We've been travelling for 37 years, so we must have arrived at Earth.
That doesn't make sense, Frank. It doesn't make sense because I'm looking out this plate glass window and I don't see a thing.
Right. Can either of you interrogate the computer and establish if there's been a malfunction?
Phil was a computer expert.
I'll have a go. I spent a couple of years on Phobos, interrogating drilling computers.
Okay. I could stay up here and see if we can get a radio response or something.
Excellent. We should be right on schedule.
I doubt that. Have you any idea how long a thorough interrogation will take?
It's a complicated process, I grant you.
Given the complexity of this ship's computer, it's going to be 3 days before I'll be able to get preliminary results. If we get any results at all.
Can I assist you?
No. You'd be better off staying up here with Rick. Don't forget to give me a call when you find home.
Good luck, Frank.
This is Commander Frank Rawl's journal, day 8. I've spent the last week in the company of a machine, finding out nothing very slowly. Governor Luke Harrington has insisted I get some rest, watching some vids and have a few drinks with him and Rick. But I'd rather be sure that there's nothing wrong with Kerberos. I haven't found any inconsistencies so far. But I did find something else that's pretty worrying. I'm going to tell out the others tomorrow. I haven't had any dreams since being defrosted. But at least my beard is starting to grow again.